Ted Kieser says we'll see clouds, sun. It'll be breezy today, high 58. It's 41 right now in Friends Plaza. At 8:30, Ed will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign County will go back to having a single administrator in December of next year. The county board last night voted 21-1 to end its unusual dual administrator system. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Deb Busey and Denny Inman have managed Champaign County government as dual administrators for the last 10 years. Policy Committee Chairman Tom Betts says the system has served the county well, but that it's time for a change.
People want to return to a traditional single administrator system, which is what most governmental bodies have, most corporations have, most businesses have, most entities don't have a duality of control.
But Republican County Board Member Stan James says he thinks Champaign County should stick to its dual administrators. He cast the lone vote against the single administrator system last night. And he says some county board members voted yes not because they dislike the dual administrator system, but because they want to get rid of one of the administrators, Denny Inman.
I'm going to have to say yes to that. I think that is a way that if they're unhappy with something, you know, we all tend to want to blame someone else instead of taking some of the blame ourselves.
Policy Committee Chairman Betts says the search for one and only one new county administrator should begin next spring. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Also last night, the county board voted to raise the mileage rate for people serving on juries from 20 cents a mile to 30 cents. The original plan called for an increase to 45 cents a mile, but the increase was reduced amid concerns about the county budget. Supporters of the higher amount say it's still less than the mileage reimbursement paid to county employees who are making work-related trips. A growing number of Illinois schools are finding it more difficult to meet federal guidelines for academic success. Sean Crawford explains.
The No Child Left Behind law measures school performance primarily through state testing. The eventual goal is to get all students meeting standards, but that could prove to be a tall order. One-third of state schools failed to make much lower benchmarks last year, according to Matt Vanover with the Illinois State Board of Education.
Last year, the mark to make adequate yearly progress on the state testing was 55%. This year, it's 62.5% of students have to meet or exceed state standards for any given school to make adequate yearly progress.
The goals are more aggressive each year. Vanover says schools that repeatedly fail to make progress are put on a watch list. Eventually, they can face penalties, such as a loss of funding. About 50 districts and individual schools improved enough last year to be taken off the watch list. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Pontiac and Gibson City Melvin Sibley school districts are among those that left the watch list this year. So did Mary Miller Junior High School in the Georgetown Ridge Farm District. A new three-year contract is in place for more than 60 teachers at Rantoul Township High School. Last night, the school board approved the contract after several months of negotiations focused on pay raises. The deal would give teachers an average 4.5% increase over each of the next 3 years. But Superintendent David Requa says little else in the contract has changed from the previous deal, which expired earlier this year. Ameren customers will pay less for heating costs next month thanks to a dip in natural gas prices. Weakening demand for energy has led to the drop in market prices for both natural gas and crude oil. A spokesman for Ameren says they're fairly confident the bills during the heating season will remain lower than originally forecast. But Lee Morris says there could be unforeseen circumstances.
Back in 2005, we saw natural gas prices spike when Hurricanes Katrina and Rita knocked out gas production in the Gulf. Extreme lengthy cold weather in the northern United States could have similar impacts. So cautiously optimistic, but no reason to let up on good conservation practices.
Ameren IP customers will see the biggest decrease in their bills at 35% next month. Ameren Silco bills will go down 27%. CIPS natural gas customers will pay 22% less. But Morris cautions the rates will still be about 20% higher than last November, keeping pace with other market forces. Indiana's candidates for attorney general are accusing each other of unethical acts. In a half-hour debate yesterday, Republican Greg Zeller criticized Democrat Linda Pence for doing legal work for a paving firm involved in a 1999 Sidewalks for Votes scandal in East Chicago. Pence said that work wouldn't prevent her from continuing the case, which remains in federal court. And Pence accused Zeller of awarding lucrative lobbying contracts to political cronies as the chief deputy to outgoing AG Steve Carter. Zeller says the deals were ethical. He says one contract was over $5,000 a month to represent the state before the Federal Communications Commission. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we saw the words freeze warning over in Indiana and frost advisory, and that makes some of us think, how far off is that for us?
Well, we may have a round of this Monday morning.
Yep.
It's not a definite yet, but we do have a surge of cold air coming in very briefly. The cold front coming through Sunday morning, and that could send temperatures down to that level on Monday morning. But then again, we may stay a few degrees above freezing with strong winds.
All right. Well, it is, you know, we are just about a week away from November. So.